Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This past season's Kentucky Wildcat men's basketball team made it a record 38-0 before falling in the Final Four, and we salute their effort. And today we honor the Wildcat quarter-scale tractor design team, bringing home another national championship this year.
This is the 17th tractor we've built for that competition, and started kind of slow and gradually worked our way up where we've been in the top three for the past several years.
Tim Smith, engineering associate and team advisor, says this is the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers International quarter-scale tractor design competition, here laying out the ground rules.
Everyone uses the same drive tire, a Titan tire, and a Briggs & Stratton 31-horsepower engine, which you cannot modify. And then around that, you can design whatever drivetrain tractor you want within a set of dimensions that they outline.
Smith says corporate Kentucky has been very helpful in support of the team. For example, Altec Industries of E-Town.
That's a company that builds mainly bucket trucks that you might see on the road with Kentucky Utilities. They donate steel and laser cut the parts. The students design the tractor and send the part files to them, and they laser cut the shapes for us.
All outside help must also conform to prescribed competition guidelines. We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace. I rely on Sunoco Green E15 made with American ethanol to power my car through tough and demanding racetrack conditions. Now, if ethanol can provide the power and performance I need on the track, it can certainly do the same for your car or truck. We make ethanol right here in America, and it keeps American dollars here at home. When you pull up to the pump, choose an ethanol blend. It runs circles around ordinary gasoline.
This message provided by Kentucky Corn Growers. UK quarter-scale tractor design team advisor Tim Smith says the kids place top three in multiple areas of competition, the team combining those to take another national championship. And he wanted to give due recognition for some support from other sponsors like Qualex Manufacturing of Georgetown.
They have computer-controlled or CNC metal-forming brakes. They actually bend the steel parts for the tractor.
But all the design elements are created and developed by the students. Team members do plenty of their own fundraising, parking cars at football games, and he says they do get some corporate financial help.
The Kentucky Corn Growers Association, they support the team financially, and also for several years now, they've provided funds to supply all the fuel at the competition. So all the tractors at the competition are burning ethanol-enriched fuel.
We salute UK's quarter-scale tractor design team. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.